4ZL, K-Mobile.
Good morning, Shane. Well, I'm headed down to get my eyes looked at Clemson Eye this morning. The normal 6-month appointment. And they made my appointment for 8:40. I am not happy about that. And I will let them know. I'm retired, and I'm going to tell them no appointments before 10:30.
Half over by then, 10:30, my goodness.
KB2A checks out.
Good morning, Dave. Well, I'll tell you, when you get to be 77 years old, you don't like to get out in the good morning traffic. And I don't have to anymore. And that's the reason, and the only reason that I'd rather have an appointment from 10:30 or 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock in that area. Then I can be out of the rush hours. Now, I know that's selfish, but when you get to be my age, you'll understand. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Now, Tom, did you say you were getting your eyes examined or getting your head examined? Good morning to y'all. I'm young, so I got to go fix him up. And I think that here's Shane. Is that you out there, Shane? KB2HXS.
You would be correct. And Tom always uses the eye excuse. He doesn't tell us about when his head's being examined. Good morning to both of you. Go ahead, Tom.
No, my head is a hollow, resonating microwave cavity. So there's nothing really to examine there, Dave.
When they put the light up to your ear, it kind of goes right on through to the other side? Is that what it is? Oh, goodness. I just heard you guys in there this morning. I got to make a quick stop for gas here, and I got to head on to my customer. They're pretty close to me, so I'm only about 5 minutes away from them, so that's a good thing. Why don't you guys pick it up, and I'll catch up with you a little later. Shane, over to you. N4ZLK in the group, KB2HXS Mobile.
I hear you. Have a good day. KB2HXS, N4ZLK.
Dave, good morning, Dave. Have a safe day, most of all. And Shane, I bet Dave is up to his ears and work this time of year. And especially days like they say it's going to be today, it's really supposed to be hot and humid.
Well, getting there, and it does it every year, and it always seems to sneak up on us. But yeah, I'm sure, because AC systems, you don't think about them, or heating and AC systems, you don't think about them until you need it. And it's usually when they show their signs. I know he's busy. Well, I hope everything checks out good, Tom. And traffic is heavy out here this morning. And I think I've got a wheel bearing going bad. I'm starting to hear a growl when I'm at low speeds coming down, and it changes. It kind of, it slows down. As I slow down, the growl gets lower and slower. So, doggone it. Looks like I'll be doing some maintenance pretty soon here.
A company truck, or is that on your own personal vehicle, Shane?
One. If it was on the company truck, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I could just write it up and tell them. Problem is, I could write this one up, but I'm the one responsible for fixing it or getting it fixed.
That can be a real problem with these newer vehicles, I guess. I'm not very mechanically inclined. I've never replaced a wheel bearing. I've greased them in many, many years ago. But, yeah, that's not a good thing. What kind of vehicle are you driving, Shane?
50, and it's a four-wheel drive. Sounds like it's coming from the left front corner, but I don't know. I don't know which ones have bearings in them and which ones are sealed hubs. So I need to figure that out. I've heard that before. I've had two different, my wife's cars, she had a Toyota and a Subaru, and the one of the rear wheel bearings went out, and it sounds very, very similar to that. And they were hard to figure out which wheel it was. But it was always on really smooth pavement. You can really notice it, and when it's quiet in the vehicle, and I was just on one of those places. I've been listening to it all morning trying to catch it, and I really heard it when I was talking to you, so I think it's time.
What you are? Yeah, that's a big, huge truck. Yeah, if it's a 250, wow. I don't know what to tell you on that. Now, if it was my neighbor, he'd just fix it, and he's got a lift and all of that stuff, but I don't know in this day and age, but what I'd take it to somebody to get it fixed. But if you know how and you can do it and you have the tools, well, go for it. I used to have to, but like I said, I'm very poor at mechanics. Heck, Bernice is better than I am. Well, she's at home and she's fixing ham and candy sweet potatoes and Jell-O salad and things like that. And we're going to take them over to the kids tonight. And last night the daughter says, well, we'll just celebrate Father's Day tonight. And so I guess I'm in for that, too.
Just happy Father's Day to you, if I don't talk to you. You mentioned that ham. We were down in Georgia over the weekend. Down at, went down to the Tallulah Gorge, and we ate at the Dillard House. Ate at the Dillard House there in Clayton. It's been around since the property's been in the family since the 1700s, but they opened up a boarding house type thing back in the early 1900s, and now they serve family style meals. I ate there probably 20 years ago, and we ate there again. They had country ham on the menu. It's all family style, everything. You get as much as you want for one price. And they said, we have country ham, but we don't bring it out unless you specifically ask for it because we find so many people don't like it. And I don't understand why people don't like country ham, but I guess there's, that is a thing.
What's the difference in country ham, Shane, than regular ham? I'm not a big fan of ham, but I'll eat it. I'm more a beef person. I like pork also, pork tenderloin and things like that. But that sounds really interesting. I like to eat at restaurants that's been around a while. Usually that means they got awful good food.
All delicious, every bit of it. And on the menu for lunch, which we ate about 4 o'clock, and lunch serves up till 5. And fried chicken, collard greens, country ham, biscuits and cornbread, chopped steak with gravy, kind of like country style steak. And there was a some kind of salad. It was tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions with some kind of vinegar sauce in it. And oh my goodness, that was so good. And coleslaw that I like coleslaw if it's good. And this was delicious. So everything on there was really good. I think the difference between country ham, well, there's a sugar cured and a salt cured, and I think country ham is the salt cured. And it can be strong, but it was delicious.
Sounds good. I would take exception to the collard greens. I am not a green person. I like salads. But sauerkraut, that's number one on my list of no-nos. And then collard greens, I don't know, from what I've seen my neighbor, you know, he cooks them the traditional way, and then there's a certain day of the year that they definitely have collard greens. I know Ray in K4SUG used to always raise them up there, but it's kind of like when Mom would make the sauerkraut and weenies or whatever it was back when I was a kid, I'd leave the house. I can, or cook cabbage. Now, I like it in vegetable soup, but just not sauerkraut.
And I didn't, collard greens have to be cooked right. There's some restaurants that they're not good at, but these were good, and they were actually really good with the ham mixed in with it. the salt, the country ham. But I grew some collards 2 or 3 years, and I would prefer them raw, just like in a salad or just eating the leaves raw. Or she would use the leaves as a vegetable wrap, and that was really good. Anyway, Tom, I'm here in the parking lot, so I'm going to make this my final. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. I'll be on the radio again after a while, I'm sure. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Great to hear you this morning. I'm really surprised. Bernice told me to wait a little while before I started down here because traffic is moving good. I'm down here in Taylor's by the Spink Station. Oh, down around that fire department and that. And I got to go down there on Pelham Road, and I just have to have a regular checkup every 6 months. And chose them as my eye doctor because they did that laser surgery on me. But my surgery's, and it's still, I got pretty much 20/20 vision. As you get older, you get glaucoma and things like that, but it's not bad by any means, but they keep a check on it. Take care, Shane. Have a good day. N4ZLK and 0TR clear.